together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
The following program contains material suitable for mature audiences only. So, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
Do you remember like 2 weeks ago, we both saw that guy at the deli with big, huge panini?
Yes.
It was such a huge panini.
It was a big, flat, big panini.
I was like, melting, oozing. I was like, there's no way I could get that in my mouth.
No.
I can't fit
And you're a big slut.
I'm a big slut.
Your mouth's so
total
big.
Total slut for panini. So this week, I'm like, you know what? I can do it. I can do it. If that panini's there, I'm getting it.
No way.
So did you see that same? The there was a new deli guy?
Oh, yeah.
With a teeny panini.
Yeah, I saw a teeny panini.
Such a teeny panini.
I was so unimpressed.
I mean, why would anyone even put such a teeny panini on display?
I don't even know. My pudding dried up. Let me tell you, that guy was gross.
So mature. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Woo! Hi.
Hi, hi, hi.
Who are you?
I am Face Boy.
Who am I?
You are Face Girl.
Who is this?
Scooter Pie.
Hey, Face Boy. Hey, Face Girl.
And Pukey Voice Guy.
Hey, pukey voice guy.
Hello.
Hi.
The smell.
Smells good.
Oh, God. No offense, pukey guy.
I like it. Even over here.
On your breath.
I like Roman flowers.
Love that shines all around you. Face Girl, if you would be so kind as to read the Craigslist ad I sent to you.
ISO, a married submissive M4W, Nassau, Suffolk. He's willing. Willing to cross borders. Not many.
Not many.
Woman, I am a dominant married
All
man.
Caps.
Yeah, just to be clear, no punctuation. Woman, I am a dominant married man seeking you be on Long Island and not in the city. That's all.
Well, he is dominant.
And 50.
So
that's all we know about him.
Ass party game.
Yeah.
Every time we say ass, take a little sip.
Yeah.
Not a shot, because we say ass a lot.
Just a little sippy sip, brother.
You don't drink, take a little puff.
Yeah.
You don't do any drugs. We
Weirdo.
Support sobriety.
Sure we do.
Guess we do.
Sure. No, we do. We do.
So say you're this guy.
Yeah.
And your thing is having just no kind of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Then, you know what you do? You go to a train station and you scream, "Woman, I am a dominant married man seeking you be on Long Island and not in the city," as she's on her way to the city.
If we say asshole, take two sips. Or
do that thing from The Graduate on the train where you're like, you know, knocking on the train door to see that married woman get off the train and not go into the city to work.
If we say ass fuck, three sips. Or
show her how dominant you are by hijacking that train.
We also have a secret word. Say the secret word.
Get a creepy sex toy.
Oh, what is
it's
that
not a creepy
does it
sex
squeak
toy? I thought it did.
Let me see. I feel like if it's from BarkBox.
It looks like a futuristic laser.
It is from BarkBox.
Phaser.
It's gotta have a squeaker. Ooh. This is what there's something in here, but it doesn't
it might be a broken squeaker.
Oh my god. I can't wait for my dog to rip this up. So I know what's inside.
You like already think you're gonna win.
I know I'm gonna win.
And if I win, I'm gonna rip it up with my teeth because I don't have a dog.
Well, my girlfriend picked it out.
I
got a bunch of dog toys.
There you go.
You gotta shake it. Gotta shake it like
I'm
a baby.
That.
Jerk it off like a dick.
jerk it. Yeah.
Dicks always make that noise too.
Yeah, they do.
Interesting.
So say the secret word. Totally different techniques.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it that slow. I just wanted to mix it up.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Anal, rectum, rectum, bar, butt stuff, fieldo, dildo, strapless, harnessless, dildo.
Now, you know we're going to talk about that, so why would that be the secret word?
Because you're a whore.
Dirty, dirty, dirty whore. How have you been, Scooter Pie?
Better now that I'm here with you two.
Aww.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
I'm happy to be back.
Yeah. How long has it been?
A couple months. Since I've been on the show.
Has it really?
Yeah.
I feel like it was just recently.
It's because I'm unforgettable.
You really are. I don't remember any of the guests in between.
I know. Me neither.
Stormy Leather. I surprised her.
I listened. I'm a listener. I know. Oh, I know what happened. Yeah.
You listened? Or did you guys tell you the story?
No, I listened. I didn't listen to the whole thing because, I'm jealous, but...
what?
Because I want that kind of adoration.
Oh, my God. You have it.
It'll never be enough.
Oh, my God. Look.
See, my hair's red now again.
I know. I totally noticed.
Well, for new listeners that might not have heard this episode.
Catherine gets real stupid.
What?
Catherine gets real stupid.
Real stupid around Stormy Leather. I secretly booked Stormy.
And, no, that was great.
Yeah. 5 minutes into the show, Stormy walks in.
So beautifully perfect. Red heels. It was so painful.
Good.
Good. I love it. I love this jealousy thing that turns me on.
Good.
Yeah. My favorite was we have an award because of you. It was inspired by you.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What happened?
The best titty reveal.
Best titty reveal. Yeah. We're doing Assy Awards.
Oh.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
So
we'll follow through.
I win that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You have to be nominated.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So we'll add you to the group. You can nominate yourself or we'll...
Can I try to get more?
There they are.
Yay! They're so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
I'm not staring.
I purposely didn't wear a bra for this.
I love you.
Just in case. You never know what's going to happen.
I love you with my shirt
and myself on the show. Sorry, listeners who can't see.
They're beautiful.
But there is a... They're going to install a privacy screen or curtains for our show.
Yeah, specifically.
Specifically
for
our show.
Yes.
But titties out are legal.
Yeah. They are.
Except in bars.
Really?
How stupid is that?
Yeah. But that's where I mostly have mine out.
I know. It's ridiculous. If you can be walking down the street in New York City, tits out.
But if you want to get a shot, you got to put your tits away.
So if you go into a bar, which is for adults, you got to put your titties away. Who's calling?
Rude.
Well, that's weird.
What's that?
Because we could hear it, and we're not on volume. Anyway, never mind.
Okay.
Nobody want to talk to?
No, it was just an alarm to tell me about my dog. Got a lot of alarms. No, I just have alarms. It's nothing alarming. I just have a dog alarm. It says it's dinner time for Trix Trix.
Okay.
Guess Trix isn't getting fed right now.
No. She'll be fed as soon as I get home. But normally my roommate and I take care of the girl.
Oh, you're really good at that.
Oh, yeah. Looks like you've had a lot of practice.
Years of experience.
I won that if it was a contest.
Bar basket browser. Penetration.
You want that thing.
I just like winning.
You do like winning. So, of course, everyone has already told this joke, but, I thought of it right away, and we had a few days since Roy Moore was defeated.
Mm-hmm. No more.
So he showed up to vote on a horse.
Mm-hmm. Fuck you and the horse you rode in on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what Alabama said, but not by a very large margin.
Yeah, that's the scary part. Yeah.
Really scary. It was like 21,000 votes.
Oh. And if people like Roy Moore had their way, there would have been no black vote.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what saved it.
Black women's.
Yep.
Yeah. Bless your hearts.
Yeah, because if not for you, who knows what America would be. Well,
that's
just
right.
But everything's getting scary. We lost net neutrality. That happened.
That happened, yeah.
Yeah, we lost some rights.
Yeah.
What did we lose specifically?
Net neutrality, let's say you're an internet service provider. Mm-hmm. And with net neutrality, you cannot say...
no gays allowed on my...
Sure. Yeah, yeah. And so now they can slow down service, deny service to people they don't like.
Oh.
Yeah. They have freedom to regulate the internet.
Oh, so it is no longer neutral. Got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Sometimes it takes me a while.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. And you know they're going to do it incrementally. Mm-hmm. They're going to start with our porn.
I'm especially fine yours. With that.
No, you're not.
No, I don't watch porn. What are you talking about? All I don't have a friend that I send links to going, this is absolutely terrible.
Bye-bye
net
neutrality.
Why don't you send links to the good ones?
I only like the terrible ones.
Oh.
Yeah, no, we like to send... All right, so he sent me this video of this... It was a lesbian camping trip, except only one lesbian was on the camping trip, and the rest were dudes, and they were bros from college. You know, she was one of the guys. But she was too hot, and they all did some things on this camping
trip. But she's a lesbian. She doesn't want to necessarily, maybe. Who
she
knows
absolutely
how she's
did not. No,
that.
She did not.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And he's like, this is terrible. You'll hate it. Don't watch it.
I don't like that camping trip movie.
Terrible. And I certainly didn't save it.
Is that it?
No. This is something similar but different. But it's not that.
Do I want? Oh, go ahead.
I need volume.
Which one? LT device?
Yeah.
We just love this.
Is it on mute? Unmute it. Press the button up top.
No.
Okay.
So yeah, this is something we love.
You should go home to Greenbow, Alabama.
And that's how we feel.
That's why anytime we say Alabama, we say it like that.
Greenbow, Alabama.
It's very dear to us.
It is.
Yeah.
Means a lot to us. Okay, so last week we were talking about me getting butt fucked.
Butt stuff.
From a girlfriend. And, by the way, there was a Radio Free Brooklyn meeting last week. And it was on a Saturday. And I had seen my girlfriend the night before. And we were doing butt stuff until 3:30 in the morning. Like we did last night. And so I come into the meeting. Everyone's introducing themselves. I didn't really... take the time to read the room.
Oh.
He so didn't.
So, you know, my humor is blunt honesty.
Yes.
Or that's one aspect of my humor.
Not really my humor so much as my way.
My way, yes. Mm-hmm.
Some people find it funny.
So, like, right when I walk in, it's my turn, and I say, I'm face boy. I was getting pegged till 3:30 in the morning. No one over the age of 30 laughed. And it was mostly people maybe, under the age of 30.
So somebody did laugh.
They didn't know that word.
Aww.
Show them. Maybe they didn't?
I don't know. I just felt like I Louis C.K.'d the whole fucking room.
Oh, they were like creeped out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fucking millennials giving me the side eye.
Yeah.
Fuck you and your rules.
The hell? It's
you
funny.
You didn't say you were going
it's
to
funny.
Do it to them.
Right.
Right.
Well, he was masturbating at them when he said it. He did Louis C.K.
Don't do that part.
Damn. You can't say anything around millennials anymore.
Yeah, and then like we all hate this extra Facebook that we need to access information on.
Blah, I hate it too. Blah.
Oh god, that smell. And so Facebook was saying something, and everybody was like, "I don't understand. I love rules." It was weird.
Yeah, they were horrible.
I read the room. I was like, "Oh, these."
No, I'm not going to say they were horrible. They just come from a different. Place than I do.
Yeah, they come from
they
a place.
They should be happy for you that you're having a fun sex time.
Everyone right? that I tell about this, that's the reaction. I'm so happy for you.
There was one guy who was like, hey, you guys are the freaks.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nice.
Yeah.
Good job, freaks.
Yeah. Came over the freak table.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we're the fucking freaks. So what?
The OGs.
So anyway, 2 weeks ago, we were talking about this because there wasn't a show last week. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about this pegging. For those of you who don't know, that's when a woman fucks a man in the ass with a strap-on dildo.
It doesn't have to be a dildo. It could be anything.
It can be anything.
But it's usually a dildo.
And Catherine told me about this thing called a fieldo.
It's not the first time I've taught him how to fuck himself.
And it won't be the last.
Yeah.
So part of it.
Last time it was he was in the jeans.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He didn't even know.
I was here for that conversation too.
The two pairs of underwear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we finally have a proper
set up
strap on. I mean, strap thing.
I'm going to be giving away a fun strappy thing.
Are you?
Yeah. I think it's like a double penetrator. So it's like a cock ring / double penetrator.
Nice.
For bingo tomorrow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I get to touch it.
You do.
So it's called a fieldo.
A real dough.
Yeah. You know, like you should never go to the supermarket when you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Don't.
Well, he was starving when he picked this
Don't out. Shop for dildos when you're horny. Actually, I'm very happy with it.
I'm going to get the biggest
one. I do get the biggest
one. It's going to be bigger than a fucking ape's
arm. Where did you get it from?
So, Amazon.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yay,
so there's a new thing called the Real Dough, and it's made with a better product, better quality
materials,
yeah. And
it definitely
looks more realistic.
Does it have lots of veins?
And it has, yes, it's veiny. Oh. Good head.
Let me pull up a picture for you.
Yeah, that'll help. And you could read the description.
Well, I don't know if you've provided me the description.
So I got the Real Dough more.
Oh, is there a most?
Here it is with a remote control for scale.
Okay. Wow, that does. It's long.
So it's not as black out of the packaging?
Correct.
It's brown.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
Is this like that dress optical illusion?
Yeah.
Maybe. Wow. Oh, and it has a vibrating part.
Yes,
yeah,
it does.
Just like the fieldo.
Mm-hmm.
The vibrating part goes in there.
Mm-hmm. Bet that feels real good for everybody involved.
Yep. So I got it and we tried it out last night. Now, she was having her period.
I heard.
Oh, that's right.
Because I was like, I'm having an anxiety attack. And he's like, hey, what's up? I'm here. I'm about 69, though. So here, talk to someone else. Don't talk to me. Yeah, I got to go. I'm gonna go fuck this guy. But anyway, all right. Thanks, bye.
That's her loose.
We'll have the phone near us if you need us, though.
you're way too you're enunciating way too well for that.
Not
to
fast
be,
enough.
And oh you're not going like nearly fast enough.
She got like a scratchier voice a little bit, like, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm like, fuck him. No, I got to work on it.
Yeah, you got to work
like
on it.
It's like deeper, scratchier, and faster.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I got to go. Like, I'm going to fuck this guy.
Close.
Yeah. There's an accent and a grug gargle I got to get.
So we put down some towels.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say newspaper. Like, all right.
Because he's a dog.
A dirty dog.
Did you bring it? Is in that bag? Because your bag always is filled with sex toys and teddy bears in my mind.
Sex toys and teddy bears. So we didn't get any blood on any of the towels, but when we turned the lights on, you know, she was doing some stretching, and I saw there was some blood on the back of her leg, so I wet the towel and started cleaning her off. She turned around. There was blood on her face.
Huh?
Well, and maybe fuck? Like a little itchy face or...
We can't figure it out.
Did your butt bleed?
No.
This one time...
That was her lady's time.
I had a period sex with somebody in a hotel room. Ended up with like handprints all over the wall. It looked like someone had gotten murdered.
Wow.
Sorry, your pussy got murdered.
Staff. I thought it was hot.
Yeah. Did you leave a good tip?
Yeah, I'm sure. It was a long time ago. What do you think about period sex?
I'm fine with it. I'm
fine with it too.
Yeah. I don't like people going down on me if I have my period. Especially like, okay,
yeah, she
they'll
like that
always
either.
Be like, yeah, it's cool, but you know it's not.
Right.
You know, the first time I ever went down on a woman, she had her period. So like, I liked it. So I don't have like a fetish or anything, but like, I really don't have a problem with it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, I don't think I've ever gone down on somebody with their period, but not because I wouldn't. Just because it just didn't sync up that way.
I say it's worth trying.
Yeah.
It's fun to pull out someone's tampon with your teeth. I've also done that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man. I don't know if I would be able to. Unless I was like drunk, then I'd be able to. Because drunk,
I mean, I probably was.
What?
I probably was.
Right?
But I would do it. I would do it now sober. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, if it was with someone who was okay with me doing that. Not, hey.
I'll be right back. I gotta go put a tampon in. That's
funny. I want candy. Don't know why I went there. So we last night 9:30 p.m. to about 3:30 a.m. We had run out of poppers.
I went to see John Waters' Christmas special in Philly, where I live, last weekend, and he was talking about poppers, and it made me miss you. We used to do non-sexual poppers together all the time.
It's the weirdest thing.
Non-sexual. I did non-sexual that on the show, poppers. But I feel like you did it differently. Like, I feel like on a show, doing non-sexual poppers makes a little bit more sense than private
non-sexual.
It was just
non-sexual. Like a way to relax together. Mm-hmm. We would just be like, and just sit.
That's funny.
So we know a tattoo shop 3 blocks away that sells poppers, and they're open all night. So 3:30 in the morning.
Really?
Yes. We went and got more.
Do you find covered that, in blood. That it relaxes your butthole more?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. What I've heard.
Yeah.
I didn't feel. Do you have poppers on you right now?
No.
Because I want to do it again.
I'll bring them next week.
I feel like it
is. Oh, we're not doing a show next week. We're airing a repeat. Yeah. Because you're going to be in Nala.
Nalin.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just going because Velocity's like, hey, let's do this.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, she had like plans and then they didn't work out and she wasn't going to go alone. So
cool. She can invite me too.
Yeah. I'll let her know.
Nolens.
Nolens. Yeah. I'm excited. I'm also terrified because all of the South puts meat in everything.
Oh, yeah.
Do you not eat meat?
No.
I don't either, mostly.
What does that mean?
Like it means that I ate a little bacon today, but I haven't been eating meat for like 3 months.
Okay.
I know, isn't that so basic to be like, but I ate bacon.
Bacon's the thing that meat eaters are like, bacon.
It did taste like candy.
Really?
I don't miss I hate myself right bacon. Now.
I miss love lamb. Nolens.
Yeah, I've never been. I can't wait.
And you're going with Velocity.
Yes. So she's got it like all trip. She's got it planned. We know where we're going. We've got like Swamp Day. We've got like all these cool like... I don't know, but she's got like all these plans like to do stuff. We're going ghost hunting.
That's exciting.
But the best part is we're going without a group. We're going with the ghost hunter.
That's way better.
Yeah. So it's just, I'm going to be freaked the fuck out.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, because like he was talking to her and he's like, oh man, we saw a real ghost. And I'm like, oh my God, what? Yeah, we may have gotten like actual footage of a ghost. I'm like, oh, this is creepy.
Have you ever seen a ghost before?
I haven't. I don't think I've seen one, but I've encountered and interacted with, but I don't think I've actually
like
seen that.
This? I'm doing a boob touching motion.
Yeah, right. I've grabbed boobs. No, I've had people like pass away and then still be here somehow in different ways. Like my father, for example, when he passed away, when I went to his home, it was very strong. And in one Friday, I felt like he was getting ready for work. So I had to ask, like, would he be getting ready for work right now? And they were like, yeah, he would. And then I had to like explain to him, like, you don't have to go to work. Like, cause, whoa. Yeah. I also asked him some questions like, where's this and that and where are pictures? And like, then it would just come to me in a dream. And then I'd wake up and be like, this is where the thing is. Yeah. Or like I was looking through his stuff. And at one point he's like, stop looking. I don't want you in here. And I'm like, what?
You just sensed it? You didn't like hear it?
Yeah,
it
I didn't like hear it. It was feeling. A feeling of these words being told to me. And then I found something kind of naughty. And then I'm like, oh, I got to get rid of this before anybody else in the family finds it. So then as I was disposing of it, there was a garbage can and a post box. He's like, put it in the post box. It'll be funny. And I'm like, it would be, but I'm going to throw it in the garbage. He's like, do it, you pussy. Put it in the post box. It'll be funny. So like things like that. Or like one time, my dad and a little bit my grandmother actually choked me after she passed away. It was the weirdest thing. Like I felt something choking me.
Was she mad at you?
I guess. I mean, you don't just love choke. Well, some people do, but I don't think she was kinky. So, yeah, with my dad, like there was a situation where my mom was like, I can't find my glasses. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to say this other than you said some shit about my dad in front of, you know, things that he could have heard.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was like, so you kind of got to apologize to him and then we'll get those back. She's like, you go fucking apologize to your dad. I'm not apologizing to him. So I'm like, okay. Then I like go into the room. I do whatever. I come back out. And then all of a sudden my grandmother on my mother's side, who is still with us, thank God, I love her. She's like, oh, I remember what happened. The cat knocked her glasses into the garbage. Hmm. It was like this thing of like, oh, I think I heard something. And then this whole like weird memory right after I did that. So I feel like he was there for that.
You are going to see so many ghosts in New Orleans.
Probably. Or at least
I can't wait to hear about this.
Who wants to read the Radio Free Brooklyn announcement?
Is it about the 18th?
Can I do it?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, there's start a fundraiser here on the 18th at the Footlight.
On Monday, December 18th, the Footlight will be hosting another edition of Radio Free Brooklyn Presents. Whee! This month, the team of RFB's Thursday afternoon Found Sounds program, Lost and Rewound, take their show to a live stage for an evening of music and stories with past guests for the Lost and Rewound Holiday Showcase. Do I do the rest?
Yeah.
Okay. In the spirit of revealing the sounds from our personal archives, join host Elon Danziger, Allison Goodman, and Jimmy Hoffman as they invite previous guests to get embarrassed with us. That sounds fun. Musicians will share songs they never dared play out in public, and storytellers will share holiday experiences far too eventful to forget. There will be music from Robin Irene Moss, Axel Ito, Siobhan Fogarty, Matthew Finch, and Lindsay Freeman, and stories from David Lawson, Amber Dre, Sam Rose, and David Piccolomini. It's a stacked lineup of talented performers for one evening only. Doors are at 7 p.m. There will be a $5 suggested donation, and you can ensure getting a seat by getting your ticket in advance at rfb.nyc/tickets. Make sure to stick around after 9 p.m. for more great performances directly following the original NYC talent show. That's 7 p.m. Monday, December 18th at the Footlight, 465 Seneca Avenue in Ridgewood, Queens.
And I do believe they have a potluck going on around that same time.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think the 9 p.m. won't happen. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think there will be.
And you love potluck.
I love potluck. I hate it.
Why?
Oh, God. I hate eating food that people made.
Oh, right. We've talked about this before.
Yeah. It drives me nuts. Like, people will be like, oh, I made this thing. Oh, I don't want it. If there's drugs in it, I will eat it, even though I know that your kitchen is probably disgusting, but it's drugs.
Or if it's something on Waymeth's ass.
God, that was so unlike me.
What did you eat off of her ass?
I'll never know. And it haunted me. But knowing that I licked her substance. Butt. Yeah. I felt like such a creep, like a fucking straight up creep because I licked her ass. I feel like she gave me vague consent, but not full consent.
No, she didn't. None.
Yeah, maybe none. Uh-oh. So I felt real bad about it. God, she makes, all right. Stormy makes me really stupid. Way makes me feel like a fucking creep. I'm a creep. But I don't know what it was. It could have been fake blood.
Did it taste sweet? Maybe she had her period.
She could have. Whatever.
I'm just trying to tie it back, yeah. Everybody.
Yeah, there was something on Way's butt, and you were like, there's something on your butt.
Let me get it. Oh, okay. With my mouth. I'm a monster. She was really nice about it, but I feel like on the inside, she's like, what a creep.
No. She still made videos for you and stuff.
The best. Oh, such good videos. Anytime I can't go, you want a show?
Go ahead, you can bust it out.
I don't even know if I can find it. Yeah, I don't know if I can find it.
We're having a visual heavy.
It is a very visual heavy radio show.
I don't care.
Everyone, just Google the real dough right now.
R-E-A-L-D-O-E.
So it feels really good in your butt?
It does.
Great.
So it wasn't too big for your gaping asshole?
No.
I didn't think you were a delicate flower.
Do you feel the vibrations?
Yes.
As well? Great.
And
this is his butt, by the way.
Seen it. We've done butt photo shoots before.
I've actually seen your butt before I met you, I think. Right?
So, yeah. So, at one point, I was afraid maybe she was getting tired, but I still wanted some butt stuff. I was in the groove.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've never done this before. I have this long glass dildo, and I'm able to rest one end on the bed and then put the other end in my butt and mm-hmm. ride it. And I've never done this in front of anyone before, but I was like...
You've shown me the dildo.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about. Yes. Okay. You've seen it. So I asked her if she'd like to voyeur that.
Ooh.
And she's like, yeah, that would be really hot.
Voyeur?
And watch.
But what do you mean? Like watch you fucking yourself? Himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And she said, yeah, I think that'd be really hot. And so I'm getting into it. She's like... encouraging me and saying, yeah, that's really hot, blah, blah, blah. And I turn over. I turn to look at her. She's on her phone.
Oh, she wasn't even looking at you. She was like, yeah.
Oh, my God. So there you are, just fucking yourself.
Yeah.
But actually fucking
at
yourself.
At least you got to enjoy the fucking yourself part.
On her phone. I didn't call her out on it yet.
Oh, aww. My God. You should have.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I'll bring it up next time I see her.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. She's a millennial.
I made.
Lovely. It's a picture of Mae West with a poop emoji.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because she's beautiful even if she's pooping.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what, kids?
No.
Yes.
But I'm still looking for a way.
It's a halfway mark.
Oh, those are my boobs.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's very close to this because that was around the same time. Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't get to see your boobs that day. I got to see a picture of your boobs that day.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't take this picture of Way, right? You did. Or did I?
I don't know. One of us fucking creeps did.
One of these fucking creeps.
She's going up this ladder.
I'm trying to figure out. Oh my god, that's a classic.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you have that.
Is that you?
Calling this
yes.
Red porn.
Yes.
Red
porn.
But it is.
No, you haven't seen red porn yet.
Red porn part two.
Wait, it gets better.
Let me get where the lighting is better for you guys.
That?
Yeah, that's me.
I love this.
You didn't know that?
I did not.
Yeah. Oh, eat my biscuit.
I was wondering if it's like
never to show that to anyone.
No, we edited into a short film for Ass Studios.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Awesome. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We edited it into a short film for Ass Studios.
What
called
does that
Eat
mean?
My Biscuit.
That's cool.
You say you're not going to throw us out of here?
This is common for backstage at Face Boys
that
Follies.
That was a great night.
Yeah. But that was also common.
Oh, how do you have these pictures?
He sends me them.
Can I see that one again?
Yes.
Which one? It's like everyone is so out of the loop.
Is that from... You know, and that's from like a couple days before I got sober.
Really? Is this the reason?
That's her in bed with my girlfriend.
It was I was getting out of control, friends.
They was doing it. I was taking pictures.
Yeah, clearly.
It was fun. All right, top 10. Come on.
Okay.
Stop looking at pictures.
Fine.
You're my co-host.
Where are you? I was going to sit on your face after the show tonight.
Okay.
This is what you missed.
All right.
Enough.
But it's her butt.
I know. It's her butt. Top 10 list. Top 10 list. Can I have the music, please, co-host?
Fine.
Jeez. Ave Maria Purissima. Ay, ay, cantorios. Por qué cantarles la
vega? Huh?
This is top 10. This is a little different this week.
Ooh.
Top 10 vacation spots that you might enjoy.
Oh.
These are actual names of towns that exist, towns and cities that exist.
Oh, fun.
In the world.
It could be like Folktown, USA, or that could be porn.
No, these are just vacation spots.
They're real, right?
Comment. They're all real.
Okay.
I didn't put any fakes in here whatsoever.
Oh, goody.
Top 10 vacation spots that could be porn. If you find yourself in Canada, you might want to visit the town of Dildo.
No.
I'd like to go there.
It exists.
I would love it if they either exclusively sold sex toys or refused to sell sex toys.
Oh, they could have such cute souvenir ones, right? Like, I got fucked in Dildo.
My parents went to Dildo and all I got was this Dildo.
This Dildo. And it is spelled D-I-L-D-O. While you're in Canada...
What the fuck does it mean that isn't Dildo?
I don't know.
Like, I can't think of anything that's not a Dildo.
That's called a Dildo.
Yeah. Your mind is
like. While you're in Canada and you've got your dildo, why don't you travel on over to Frenchman Butt?
No.
Yep.
B-U-T?
T-E. B-U-T-T.
Frenchman?
Frenchman Boot.
B-U-T-T-E?
That sounds like a sex act, like where you, I don't know, do a fancy rim job.
Interesting.
A fancy rim job.
For me, it's got to have a lot of hair.
Okay, it's a rim job on a hairy
asshole.
Doing a hand gesture.
A French boot. Frenchman's boot.
Now, why don't you travel over to the West Indies and spend a little time in very unlikely Little Dick's Village?
No, I don't want to go there.
I know.
T-I-X?
Yes.
Okay. Little Dick's Village.
Little Dick's Village.
It sounds maybe fun. I don't know.
Not likely for the West Indies.
Well, maybe not. Don't pour a 40 on your
shiny black tracksuit. Just why don't you travel over to Australia, my friends, where you can enjoy a nice day at Chinaman's Knob?
Oh, are you kidding?
Nope.
I'm gonna leave. Speaking of Little Dick's Village, just kidding.
Maybe you ought to stay in the States.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to Massachusetts. Spend some time in Gay Head Island.
I'm pretty sure that's Fire Island.
You can take a ferry.
Oh, are you sure that's not Fire Island?
Gay Head Island.
Is it near Fire Island? How close is it to Fire Island?
Maybe you're starting to feel a little dirty.
I am.
You're starting to feel like, you know, maybe you didn't. Maybe you need a little sin cleansing. Well, then you can travel on over to Kentucky and pray at the Beaver Lick Baptist Church.
No.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
What is it that's not what it sounds like? Like, why would it be Beaver Lick? Like, what is Beaver Lick that is not a euphemism for going down on a puss?
Don't know.
That's what it is, right?
Like, I mean, I guess that's the only church that doesn't rape little boys.
While you're in Kentucky, sit back and enjoy it, yeah. Your the multi-track tells you how sins have been cleansed. Why don't you take a little vacation at Big Bone Lick State Park?
Big Bone Lick?
Big Bone Lick State
like,
Park.
Like a giant dick statue, and maybe it's like an children. Well, not okay. People come and like lick it, get their picture taken.
Yeah, because that's safe. It's like the Willy Wonka wall of like a giant dick.
Yeah.
Maybe licking wasn't quite enough for you. So you're going to go to Ohio and visit Cock's Gag.
Whoa.
No.
Yep. You can look any of these up.
Cock's Gag?
Cock's
C-O-X?
Gag. Nope. C-O-C-K-S-G-A-G. Cock's Gag,
there's
Ohio.
There's nothing else that means. There's no, like, gag. Like, nobody gags a rooster.
If you find yourself in Spain, visit Cunt.
No.
Yep.
C-U-N-T?
Yep.
Wow.
Wow.
And the number one
España,
vacation spot for any ass listener or host is in Austria. It is fucking Austria.
No.
Yes.
F-U-K-I-N-G?
F-U-C-K-I-N-G, Austria.
Stop it.
Fucking Austria.
So here we are in fucking Austria.
Here we are in fucking Austria again.
That's a popular, like, honeymoon destination.
Fucking Austria has a population of 104.
But they're working on doubling it.
Wow.
They have to secure their signs that say fucking,
yeah,
because people, tourists come and steal them all the time.
Obviously.
So now they made them like anti theft. Well, they don't have, you know, they only have 104 people in fucking Austria.
We should go there.
They're sick of making those fucking signs.
Yeah, they're tired of making those fucking signs. They can't have a big budget for these fucking signs.
Let's do an episode in all of these places.
So did you just Google like places that sound dirty?
Here are the ones that didn't make the list.
How did you find this?
Oh, here are the ones that didn't make the list. Wet Beaver Creek, Australia.
That's dirty.
Twat in the UK.
Yes.
Yep. Gaylordsville, Connecticut.
Shut up.
Hookersville, West Virginia.
Yeah.
Really?
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Stop it.
Knob Lick, Kentucky. Lick Wang in China. One Nut in California. Packwood, Iowa. Piss Piss River in Nicaragua.
Piss Piss?
Bear Butt, South Dakota.
P-I-S-S-P-I-S-S?
P-I-S.
Peace,
peace.
What was it?
Bear Butt, like B-A-R-E.
Yeah, was it B-A-R-E or B-E-A-R?
B-E-A-R, but still.
Still.
Either way, it's still its butt.
It's still, it's, you know, it's like butt. A bear, like a human bear's butt.
It's not fucking Australia, but it's still.
This is no fucking Australia.
Wasn't that a fun list?
That was fun.
Thank you for that.
Fun list. Folks, if you enjoy what you're hearing, you had fun along with us. and you want to support Freeform Radio, you want to support the station, go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. Maybe you just want to support this show. You want to sponsor us. You want to see this keep going. Bringing you laughter and tits and butt stories.
Beautiful.
We spent about 20 minutes on my ass today, didn't we?
Yeah, not enough
but
time.
But you spent, what, 12 hours on it?
9:30 to like 5.
A lifetime. Spent a lifetime on
9 to 5. Yep.
Fucking 9 to 5.
And you didn't even have a fuck butler, which we've discussed before. Yeah.
Have we discussed fuck butler on the show?
Yes, we have.
Oh, because that was in my notes. I wasn't sure if we had discussed
it. Yeah, no.
It's an important
concept.
If you want to sponsor the show, go to rfb.nyc/fuckbutler. No.
Fine. Go again.
rfb.nyc/ass. It is tax deductible. Yeah. It's the end of the year.
Hey.
Give us a lot of money. Write it off.
Give us a lot of fucking money and write it off.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Okay. It's time for your hint. See who's going to win this. If you had a dick, what might you do to her and her?
Fuck.
You might.
Face fuck.
You might.
Double. Peon? Wait. Double fuck.
You might. That ain't it.
A trip there for a trip back. Topping, bottoming, anal.
Three way.
An elder medley?
No, wait. That's not a Eiffel
a
Tower.
Sword fight.
What's the opposite of an Eiffel Tower? Two girls and a guy.
Oh, I think it would be an Eiffel Tower still, right? Because
the girls could high five.
Yeah, but we both have penises.
All right. While you're thinking about this,
say the hint again. If we both had a penis, this is what we would do.
I thought the Eiffel Tower
had a
reference
penis,
was to penises. I don't know.
This is something you might do with or to Scooter. And if Scooter had a penis, this is something she might do. You now not having a penis,
penetrate, ejaculate.
Actually, no, you could still both have penises.
Yeah, that's narrow-minded old timey motherfucker.
That adds to the hint.
Reach around.
So while you're thinking about this, I'm going to tell you something.
Is
that
it
happened
a reach around?
It is not a reach around. It is not a rusty trombone. So
I
today
don't know.
At the deli. Mm-hmm. At the deli counter in the supermarket. Nope.
Sounding.
What?
Fisting?
No, what?
Sounding. When you put a penis in a penis or a thing in a penis, sounding.
Yeah, but why would fisting... What would you
fisting
have
a pee hole?
I don't know. I'm just getting off topic.
And it's two words.
Okay, I'm just going to listen.
So I'm at the... The deli counter is pretty busy. There are a few people around there, and then some woman with a stroller. She moves, so I take. She walks away. She's done.
Take a
I
dump
take
in
her
the stroller.
Spot. So I'm standing there, not very long, and the deli person says, "What would you like?" And I start to say it, and this guy goes, "Oh no, I was next."
What?
Oh.
Was he?
I don't care. You know, I don't dispute it. I don't have a problem. And I'm certainly not going to, the guy that's that fucking aggressive.
Not going to argue with crazy.
So he goes, he orders a pound and a half of American cheese.
Oh,
a lot of cheese.
Vomit guy.
I had to He turns to me, he goes, "So is this what you do all the time? You just cut lines?" I'm like, oh my God. And he's a big guy too, mm-hmm. You know. Could probably very easily
big like a guy who eats a pound of cheese or big
no,
like a guy who works out
like
after
a guy
eats
who
a
works out
cheese.
After he eats a pound and a half okay. of cheese. Yeah. So I figure first I try to ignore him because you know sometimes that works. You know, people just shut up and they go about
like a T-Rex. Just yeah. Don't move. He won't see you.
But I can see out of the corner of my eye that he's just staring at me, waiting for a response. So I said. Excuse me? You heard me. So do you go cutting lines all the time? I'm like, oh, fuck. And so then I tried a little logic. I said, well, there actually isn't a line. I just approached the deli counter when I saw an open spot. You know what you did.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. So I'm like, what does this guy want? You know, I tried the New York ignore. I tried the logic. So I said, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ah, you're a pussy.
You're not sorry. That's you're not apologizing. So now I realize what he wants is to fight.
Yes.
Oh. That's what he wanted the whole time. He just wanted to fight. But I gave him no opportunities, no openings whatsoever. It was fucking weird. Asshole.
So you didn't say anything?
Me?
Like, I didn't see you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I did at one point said, you know, and that's when I offered the apology. I said, I was distracted. I really didn't see you there. But I apologize.
What the fuck say to that?
You're not sorry. You don't apologize. Like, Jesus, he's trying so hard. Like, if I was like almost any other dude who, there would have been a fight. You know, because I'm like trained in crisis intervention and prevention. I know how to stay calm. I know like body language stuff, you know, how to, all that kind of stuff. So there would have been either some guy, it would have been a fair fight, or he would have beaten someone up.
And you didn't say, I'm sorry, your cunt mother didn't love you. Like, that's what I would have said.
I know that might
have
escalated.
I would have prevented a crisis.
Like, part of me thought about walking away immediately. But then that can also be considered a form of confrontational behavior. Mm. You know, you're ignoring the person. You're belittling them by just walking away.
Yeah, he's crazy. Mm. I would have belittled him.
Is that the deli with that cute cat?
No, the deli counter at the supermarket.
Oh, at the supermarket. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had a crazy situation with a bitch that, like, I was in a store getting things, and I, like, knocked into her a little because she... Or, you know how some people just take up way too much space?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, you know where you need to be standing to not be an asshole, and you've managed, you and your friend, to just create a blockade, you know? Yeah. So she kind of created a blockade, and I kind of, like, tried to scoot past her without touching her, and as I touched her a little, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Didn't hear me because she was so busy talking, but because she was talking to her friend, she was, like, suddenly tough. She's like, oh, I guess you don't have to say sorry. Like, you're so and, like, going off and off and off. And, like, if she wasn't insane, I would have turned her. Because I was just like, should I talk to this bitch? Because I'd already gotten far enough away that I wasn't even, like, it was so over at this point. Mm-hmm. I knocked into her. I said, I'm sorry. And then I was far away. And then I was tempted to be like, hey, crazy person. I did, but you were so busy talking about absolutely nothing with your stupid friend that you didn't hear me because you're so fucking important. But I didn't. I just said nothing. And then, like, when I walked past her again, she gave me, like, side eye. I'm like, you need to just kill yourself. Like, the world doesn't need you. Because I said, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want?
Yeah, and it's not even, I didn't even say I'm next or anything like that. Right. I didn't, she approached me.
Yeah.
You saw that, asshole.
I usually, like, if I'm in a situation where I've clearly been in line and then, like, the person taking people, like, ignores me, I would just, like, leave. I'm like, fuck that. Like, I'm going to go somewhere else. I'm not supposed to eat here.
And yeah, also, if I know that there's someone that there was there before me, I always say, no, he or she was always.
You know, same.
Yeah, always. I'll,
like, even at the, like, if I'm ever getting on a bus and I see somebody that's been waiting there, I will slowly walk up to the bus, give them enough time to get in front of me. Like, you know how sometimes the bus will stop where it shouldn't?
Yes.
And now suddenly it's closer than me. Then I'll, like, look at them as I'm walking slowly. You know?
I would only do that if there weren't a lot of seats.
No, I do it in general just because there's an etiquette. Like, if you're, like, it drives me so mad, like, serial mom mad.
It drives you mad.
Yeah, like, I want to murder any person that sees me waiting for the bus longer and then gets on first.
I hate that, too. I'm bad with, like, because I take the Chinatown bus everywhere. But I get there an hour early and I have to be the first person in line. I have to sit in the front. But then I guess it kind of is my fault. Like, if I get there late and there's other people in line, and then I hate them all, but they have a right to be there.
That's different. If you were first totally and then they different. Like cut in front of you, then...
Oh, no, that would be terrible if someone cut in front of me. I would be very angry.
Like, what the fuck? What kind of special are you? Yeah, I had some asshole who, like, just, like, almost pushed me out of the way to squeeze in the side. And I'm like, why are you like this?
No.
Fucking bum.
You know what else makes me mad? On the bus, when it's about to stop and, like, people get up and they, like, start walking down the aisle. I'm doing hand motions toward the door as if they can, like, get off anything. While the bus is still moving. That makes me very angry, too. It's like, just wait.
It's like, wait, chill. It's not going to even stop comfortably. Like, buses are the worst with stopping. It's like, like, they just shoot you from front to back of the bus. Or I get annoyed when, like, I'm clearly getting my stuff ready and the person sitting next to me gets up And then is acting like, why the fuck aren't you up yet? Oh, I don't know, because the bus is still moving, you dumb bitch.
Can we just talk about Face Girl's outfit real quick? Because it's just very interesting. Is this all... she's wearing like what appears to be a red turtleneck unitard with some like moon boots and black denim shorteralls with patches on them, one of which has vampire teeth that says, just bite back. And what is this? This is because you see ghosts and feel ghosts. There's like a ghost. And what is that? I give zero fucks given. What does this one say? Fuck what they... This is a very hostile set of overalls.
Unlucky.
Yeah. Where does it say that?
Are you actually wearing... Is this a unit? No, it's two pieces. I thought you were wearing a red unitard with a turtleneck underneath.
I wanted it to look like a red unitard. That's the look I was going for, but it is not, in fact, a unitard.
This week... I wrote a Christmas song, believe it or not. I wrote a romantic Christmas song. Yes. Yep. I don't have
last
the music for
Christmas,
it yet.
Last Christmas, you gave me your ass.
I don't have...
This Christmas, you fucked me real quick.
Yeah. Now, I thought it was very innocent, mm-hmm. and my girlfriend thought it was that everything had a double sexual meaning, and she like got hot when she was reading it. Here it goes. Presents and sledding and pecan pie.
Butt stuff.
The biggest tree that we can find.
Size queen.
It's Christmas time with you. Snow angels, eggnog, and red wine.
Cocaine and drugs.
Singing and smiling all the time.
Ecstasy.
Bone for the dog and nip for the cat.
That's just bone. So dirty, I'm not even going to touch it.
Getting little Joey his first baseball bat.
Gross.
It's Christmas time with you. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time. It's Christmas time with you. Sneaking from the party to steal a kiss.
Dirty.
Who needs mistletoe? When we have this.
Oh, that's sweet.
All of my life I've been waiting for you. It's Christmas time and I love you. Presents and sledding and pecan pie. The biggest tree that we can find. Snow angels, eggnog, and red wine. Singing and smiling all the time. It's Christmas time with you.
I think that's sweet.
Isn't that sweet?
Did you write that for her?
Yes.
Aw.
To grandmother's house we go. Under the snow.
That's filthy.
Do you ever think I would write a Christmas song and a happy Christmas song?
Yeah, I do.
Huh, okay. Yes. We have 7 minutes left. Tell us about Satanic Bingo.
Yay! Satanic Bingo is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Scooter Pie will be helping me.
Yes, I will. I'll be fondling all the balls.
All the balls. She's going to hand all the balls.
Yeah. So I'm really excited to be helping you out with Satanic Bingo again, because I had a really good time last time, even though I totally hurt my finger on one of your devilish prizes.
Specifically an anal spreader.
That's right. It was monstrous and made of metal, and I didn't know what it was. And so these are the kind of prizes you can win if you come and play bingo. An anal spreader, and who knows what kind of shit she's going to have tomorrow.
All sorts of fun surprises.
But the funny thing about the anal spreader, I'm going to say that as many times as I can, is that I didn't know how to open it, and then I hurt my finger doing so to demonstrate, not on an actual contestant,
sadly.
Although that would have been interesting.
Yeah.
And then it turns out during the week, I ended up getting to use one in my work as a dominatrix on someone, and then I was like, hey, I know how to do this, so thanks.
You're welcome. I do love that, like, in all of your career, today was the day. Like, it was this week. Like, it was just right after you learn what
it's
one is.
Meant to be.
Yeah.
The secret word was titty fuck, so we're going to do something else. The most expensive bottle of whiskey. You guess, and whoever is closest, without going over, we're playing Price is Right rules, will win.
The
most expensive bottle of whiskey. How much is it?
I want to say Black Label. Well, how
What's
much
the
is?
Price? Yes.
Probably
the
like
rarest,
a,
most
it could
expensive
be like $1,000.
Is that your guess?
I mean, you're talking like really like special stuff. There
super
are,
special, yeah.
There are $1,000 whiskeys. There are $1,000 everythings.
I say $20,000.
And you will win.
Damn.
The most expensive bottle of whiskey is $6.2 million.
Wow.
Neither of you were very close at all.
No.
The bottle is diamond encrusted.
Oh my god!
And it's like a 50-year age.
I get to play with it though.
Yeah,
there's an S
that.
On it for Scooter.
Yeah, play with that. Totally play with that.
Play with that shot.
Play with that. Oh, you're trying to do it as good as I was.
I'm doing great.
You're like challenged.
So yeah, everybody, come in, because also I'm doing an act tomorrow night. So if you want to see me
Strip.
Do my thing. Yeah.
It's at Bazaar.
At 7 p.m.
Bushwick.
And you can, once again, my shows are back up on Faceboy.com. So you can go to Faceboy.com. You can listen to all the past episodes. You can write to us there. Also, coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. After you give us money, please give some money to the ACLU, to Planned Parenthood, and to the Red Cross. They need it. Here's the stuff we didn't get into because we only have 4 minutes left. Virgin begs internet to send him to Sex Island.
Is Sex Island a thing?
Yes.
Okay. How come that wasn't on your
list? Why didn't
he
go to fucking Austria?
There is a... Yeah, he should just go to fucking Austria. There is now a porn parody of Hamilton, and it's called Hamiltoe. New York gets its own mad pooper.
Oh, what? No.
Yeah, I sent you an article.
Oh, my God.
I want to see that.
I need to know everything
Aren't
about
there
this.
Many, many, many mad poopers in New York They're City, really... wouldn't you say?
Dustin Hoffman!
What happened exactly is also bad.
Yeah, basically. Man strips naked and stabs cars.
Sounds like fun.
You know what? We have a couple of minutes. You want to?
Let's talk about the mad pooper, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I know you guys desperately want to know about the mad pooper.
I don't think you sent me. Mystery pooper terrorizes lawns.
I like the clip art for that of an upset looking woman.
They clearly went to the stock photo book for that. Like,
I love that.
It's loading, but while it's loading.
It's loading, just like the intestines of the mad pooper.
It's loading.
This load is full. Yeah, because there was a woman, right? I think she was male to female, right?
There have been a few mad poopers.
Yeah, it's a trend right now, this mad pooper thing.
And now we got one.
Start it up in Philly.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
Mystery pooper terrorizes lawns of New York town. Read it. Someone is pooping on the lawns of Orchard Park, New York, but police say they don't have much to go on. I guess you can't get DNA out of poop. The first mystery pooping was reported November 8th by a woman who told police she found feces and tissue. At least they wiped. Yeah, the other one did not wipe.
Oh, the jogging lady?
Yeah, she did was not wipe. Wiping.
Didn't she use leaves or something? No, I'm not sure
she used anything.
I don't think she wiped.
Yeah, something about her hormones made her just have to shit whenever. Outside her home. The woman also said she thought the poopetrator, in quotes, was a jogger. It's always a fucking jogger.
Always a fucking jogger. Because they can run away fast.
Joggers are weird.
Yeah, like they're about as weird as the people who target them to murder. Like, there's just a weird thing. Anyway, and said that it happened on more than one occasion. Orchard Park Police Lieutenant Jason M. Schittle told the Buffalo News.
Schittle.
Although police say they only received one complaint, an ad placed in the Orchard Park Penny Saver earlier this month suggested the public dumping had happened numerous times. The ad warning of security cameras and increased police patrols is signed by the homeowners whose property you invaded.
But, like, maybe only one person complained because poop is good fertilizer for your lawn?
Eventually, but I don't think immediately, right? Doesn't have to do some stuff.
It takes some time. Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Thank you, Scooter Pie.
Thank you, Face Boy. Thank you, Face Girl.
Thank you,
Pukey Face Boy. Pukey Face Guy.
Oh, smell. Blah. So do come tomorrow, 7 p.m. to Bazaar Bushwick.
We're going to be airing a repeat on the 23rd. We will be back with an all-new live episode on December 30th. So have a very Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
But whatever holiday you do or do not, just have fun.
Yes.
And come back and listen to Shaw.
Yay.